Hey guys, what is going on? Master Al here. So hopefully today the sound is a little bit better. I'm actually doing this podcast from home. I'm not driving. Normally I make this podcast while I'm driving. I find that it's the easiest way for me to get to kill two birds with one stone. Drive to my destination, share something with you guys that can hopefully empower you to do better, because it's all about doing and becoming better every single day of our lives until the day we die. And so today's episode, I want to talk to you guys about the power of the growth of compound. You know, how little things can literally become big things. And this morning I was having this little chat with one of my clients, and she says to me, you know what, I'm just going month to month. I'm not setting up this big, in 6 months I better be here, in a year, but nothing. She just simply said to me, I just want to do this month to month. This month I'm going to do the best that I can, and once I get past this month, next month I'll do the same, you know, just taking one step at a time. And for us in martial arts, it translates to belts, the belt, the color belt. You know, we give our students a belt every 3 to 4 months, depending on the martial arts system you are part of. Some are a little slower, some is 6 months to 8 months, some is every 2 months, you know, it's different. But the whole system about the belt, especially for children, is to teach them to set and to accomplish, you know, short-term goals. Those short-term goals become big goals in a sense of like, hey, every 3 or 4 months, I'm gonna get a belt. You know, I'm gonna go from a white belt to a yellow belt to an orange belt to a green belt, you know, depending on the system again. And those are the short-term goals. You set the goal to say, all right, in 3 months, if I train every day, you know, hard, and I learn the things that I'm supposed to learn, you know, I'm gonna go from my white belt to my yellow belt. In another 3 to 4 months, once I learn another set of skills, I'm gonna go from my yellow belt to an orange belt. And those are the short-term goals. You know, in real life, let's talk about money. He can go into, hey, I'm gonna take this amazing destination. I'm gonna go to, let's say, Greece, right? It's a lot of people's like dream destinations. I'm gonna go to Greece, and it's not gonna be cheap. It's gonna be a little pricey. And so it's hard to just put $10,000 away in 1 month. It's really hard. I mean, you know, depending on what kind of job you have. For the average person, they cannot just say, all right, this month I'm putting $10,000 away for my, you know, trip to Greece. It doesn't work like that. And so you do the same thing as the belt system. Hey, every month I'm gonna put $500 away, you know? And in a couple of years, I'll be able to take that Greece trip destination, amazing destination that I want to go to. You know, because in a couple of years, $500 will be $12,000, right? As an example, I'm just giving you an example of how adults can set up short-term goals, almost similar to the belt system when it comes to in martial arts. Now, when it comes to weight loss, I get it. Some people want to lose those 30 pounds now, like by next week. But it doesn't work like that. You have to put in the work first. You got to do the savings. In this case, you're going to be doing the losing the 1 or 2 pounds per week. And do know that 1 pound per week equals 52 pounds of weight loss in 1 year. Not too shabby. I think someone that needs to lose 52 pounds, losing 52 pounds in 1 year, it's life changing. It really, truly is. I can tell you of a client of mine, Benjamin, and I'm going to mention his name. And Benjamin is a perfect example of someone who really transformed his entire existence in just 1 year. And we were just having this conversation the other day when he said to me, last year, I was 232 pounds during the Super Bowl. This year, right now, 2024, at the same event, the Super Bowl, he says, I'm 172 pounds. He changed his life, guys. He really changed his life. The way he looks, it's amazing. The way he feels, it's more than amazing. And his visual of life and the way he looks at life now is completely different from the way he looked at it just 1 year ago. And I get it. 1 year might seem like a long time, but it's not. It's going to pass regardless whether you're going to do something to help yourself or not. That year is going to pass regardless. Don't you wish 3 months from now you wish you started today? And so, you know, the growth of compound exercises, meaning, hey, show up to the gym. Just show up to the gym. Say to yourself, I'm going to go to the gym 3 to 5 times a week, depending on your schedule. And I say 3 to 5 because 2 times is really, truly not enough. You know, it's like literally like putting $2 away every single week. Guys, it's going to take you forever. But if you put 5, you know, it's going to expedite things. And so all I'm saying is, if you want to get there quicker, you know, quickly rather than later, you know, if you want to get there sooner rather than later, I should say, you know, the thing is to like invest in yourselves. I mean, why wouldn't you invest in yourself? You are the winner. You are the winning horse. Why wouldn't you bet on your horse, on you? You know, why would you bet on something else? You bet on you. And so don't be afraid. Don't hold back. Do whatever it takes to make sure that you succeed, that a year from now, you are such a different person, that when people say, oh my God, you've changed, you know, and you don't see life the same way that they don't see life, be proud of that shit. Be proud that you changed. You know, it's a shame that they haven't, you know, but be proud that you have changed, that you have improved your life, that in the past 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, you have been doing something to change, to improve yourself, to be at a different level, because that is absolutely fucking empowering. And if you don't know what I mean by that, try it. Start getting those little gains, start getting those little winnings, get them in, and you're gonna see how addicting this thing becomes. Start going to the gym. Don't put any limits, don't put any restrictions. Don't just say to yourself, I'm just gonna show up to the gym and I'm gonna do the right thing by me. You're not doing the right thing by someone for a year. You're doing the right thing by you for a year, so you can spend the rest of your life being really fucking proud of who you become. And so, losing a pound a week, amazing. You lost a half a pound, good. Hey, at least you didn't gain a half a pound. You know, so stop getting so depressed when you're like, it's only a half a pound and I've been working so hard. It's okay. A half a pound is still 26 pounds a year. You know, it's not too bad. I promise you, losing 25, 30 pounds, 50, 60, anything that you lose that is unhealthy, it's absolutely powerful and it's absolutely guiding you and pointing you in the right direction. And I promise you, once you start losing that half a pound, as miserable as a half a pound sounds, don't be, guys. Get excited, because that half a pound can turn into a pound, into 2 pounds. You know, realistically, technically, on a healthy way, you're supposed to lose 1% of your body weight per week. 200-pound person can lose 2 pounds per week, right? And so also it comes down to how much energy and effort you're putting into it. In the very beginning, I promise you, you are going to spend maybe an hour just doing a couple of exercises, because you are going to be taking a lot of breaks in between, because you're not used to it, you're weak, you're not strong enough, your condition is not quite there yet. But I promise you, 3 months from now, that same 1 hour, you're going to be squeezing so much shit, so many workouts in 1 hour, that the same 60 minutes become very powerful. Why? Because you have gotten stronger. You no longer need a 3 to 5 minute break in between exercises. You only need, let's say, 30 seconds to 45 seconds, maybe a minute, and then you're ready to hit it again. And that is the difference. And this is how you get better. This is how you get stronger. And then all of a sudden, you know, when before you only used to lose half a pound or 1 pound per week, all of a sudden, because you're doing more and you're training harder because your body's getting stronger, you start losing your 2 to 3 pounds per week. And that's exactly how it works. So you have to understand that process is a beautiful thing, and you need to trust the process. If you're doing everything right, why wouldn't you trust the process? If I know that I want to save $700 a week, and I know that if I put $100 every day away, I don't need to fucking figure anything else. I don't need to like, is this really going to happen? If I put $100 on Monday away and another $100 away on Tuesday and then on Wednesday, am I really going to have $700 by Sunday? Are you serious? Trust the process. You're doing everything right. The universe will not deny you. So trust me, put in the work, put in the time, give yourself the gift of health, because it is the most powerful thing you can ever give yourself. Listen, you can go out there and buy a fucking car. You can go out there and buy a beautiful home. You can go out there and go to that dream-ass destination trip that you want to. But I promise you, the one thing that you are going to be the most proud of is when you look and feel the way you want to. When you no longer can look at another person and say, man, I wish I looked like that. I wish my clothes will fit like that. I wish my jeans would look good like that girl. I wish my shirt looked good like that guy. No, I'm telling you, this gift that you give yourself, it's absolutely priceless. Try it. Remember, 1 pound per week equals 52 in 1 year. If you need to lose that much weight in 1 year, you could be a complete different person. So do me a favor, guys. Get moving, get grinding, because once again, 3 months from now, you wish you would have started today. I'll talk to you soon. Until next time, See ya.